IMN Radio. We are now joined by our esteemed guest here, Miss Natalie Draper from the Northfield Public Library. How are you doing, Natalie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm trying to follow in Rich's tradition and give really
esteemed
big
now.
Greetings. Yeah. Did you have a good holiday?
It was very nice.
Good.
Lots of traveling, though.
Lots of traveling.
Yeah, happy to be back in Northfield.
Are you ready to get back into your regular routine after all the holiday fun?
Oh, we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been like a dead sprint since I got back, so yeah.
Nice. Well, speaking of that, let's hear about what you got going on at the library this month.
We have so much for folks in January. I was sharing that we don't really have like a slow time of year. It's just things change a little bit. We tend to pull back a little bit on programming in December, but it's never actually slow.
I'm going to interrupt that. You pulled back on programming in December?
A little bit. Yeah, really? Just a little bit, but not really, actually.
We had quite a lot of programs. You guys had going on.
We had a lot of programs over winter break, which kind of makes up for that. But yeah, so we're bringing back bilingual yoga on Saturdays in January. We've been doing this every year for a while, but... this is in the mornings on Saturdays at 9 o'clock. You can come in for yoga. It's conducted in Spanish and English, so anybody can feel comfortable knowing what the moves are and what the poses are. Bring your mat and or something comfortable to spread out on, a blanket, and we'll be in the atrium doing some yoga. 9 to 9:45 on Saturdays.
And I don't do yoga, but I assume that's got to be a wonderful place to do it. In the sun coming in the morning, all the nice.
So nice, yeah.
Like, I just go up and sit and read because it's
right.
A beautiful space to do that in. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yes. Nice and warm. Get some vitamin D. You know, the sunlight's coming in the windows there. So, and then I did promise that I was going to remind folks about this because this, we expect a big turnout for it. So if you would like to come, we ask that folks maybe register on our calendar. But Minnesota's Hooded History, the Ku Klux Klan in 1920s Minnesota, that is coming up next week, January 7th at 6 o'clock. That is historian and librarian Nancy Valancourt from Owatonna. She was at the Owatonna Library for a long time. She spent years researching the presence of the Klan in southeastern Minnesota during the 1920s. Mm-hmm. So join us to learn about this somewhat forgotten history and organized traditions of prejudice and nativism in our region. She will include a lot of information on Northfield's Klan presence, including the 1925 conclave on Bridge Square. Was attended by hundreds of people.
And you wanted people to register for that beforehand?
Yes, register on our calendar. Mm-hmm. Just so we know how many people to expect, as the Bundy Room has a sort of limited capacity.
Sure. It's not to pay or anything.
No, it's free. Not at all.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Everything at the library is free. So, wonderful. Yes. But we want to get a good head count.
Sure.
Sometimes that's for
space
consideration. And then we have a couple of other special programs this month with local artists and professors. Sharif Keita and Stephanie Cox have created a really great graphic novel about a woman, and I'm going to try to get her name right, Nokutela Mdima Dube. She is a South African, largely forgotten woman who worked to liberate her people, a Zulu woman from South Africa. She spent some time in the U.S. and even spent some time in Northfield. And the graphic novel they've created is about her and her life and her work to try to raise awareness about this person who's kind of been forgotten. So there's two opportunities to learn from Stephanie and Sharif about this. There's a comics workshop for ages 12 and up. No experience necessary, but if you want to learn how to make a graphic story, Stephanie will guide folks through this. And that is Saturday the 11th of January at 1 o'clock. And we do ask that people register for that because that space is limited. And then the other program, which everybody is welcome to come, this will be in the library's atrium. This is titled A Zulu in New York. And Sharif and Stephanie will talk about the subject of their graphic novel that was funded by a CMAC grant. That is January 16th at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. All right.
And I mean, there's a whole bunch of other things. For folks, if you're looking for more information about this, of course, you can always go to mynpl.org.
Yes.
That and that's correct. And then there's all the information there.
Yep, there's a button for our events right there, and you can go straight to our calendar.
And I guess something I'm always curious about is the library is open for anyone. Let's say if you're a college student here in Northfield, can you still come in and get a library card?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. So, okay.
And all of them should. Many of them do.
If you, let's say you live in the area, but you don't live in Northfield, can you get a library card? Is that different? Or can you still attend library events?
Yes, you can definitely come to library events. With a library card, it sort of depends on residency. We have really, Minnesota has very generous reciprocity. So mm-hmm. if you have a card in Dakota County, you can just kind of set your card up in our system. Mm. And you can come in and borrow just like you would at your home library.
I remember asking this question yes. a while ago because I live in Waterford, mm-hmm. which is Dakota County. So because mm-hmm. it's part of the, is Rice County part of the, is it Selco?
Selco.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yep. it's a regional network.
It is.
Okay.
And Dakota County is in MELSA, which is the Metro Libraries.
Gotcha. So I just have to bring in my Dakota County library card mm-hmm. and get registered in your
yep,
system.
We just put it right in our system and then you're good to go.
Perfect.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the same statewide, like I've registered my card with Hennepin, sure. right? So yeah. that I can go up and borrow there like I would anywhere else.
Right.
It's nice, yeah.
So the public library, open to everyone in okay. Northfield and around the area and mm-hmm. such, yes. Any other big things?
I want to share my large, glossy visual aid. These beautiful calendars, we get them most years from the Equal Justice Initiative. They very generously doubled our order this year, so we have quite a few to give out, although a lot have gone. I think I have about 60 left. So stop in and pick one up. The calendars are a history of racial injustice. I will say that a lot of the content is not exactly cheerful, but it is a powerful reminder of the work that has been done and the work that remains to be done in the fight for civil rights. And they are daily reminders. So they're beautifully photographed, and then there is a bit of history on every single day of the year. So 365 mm-hmm. entries from EJI, which is, if you're familiar with Bryan Stevenson and his work with people who have been wrongfully convicted, mm-hmm. Just Mercy, the book, was about him and his kind of establishing EJI. There was also a movie about it that was very good, so...
And you pick those up from the library? Or?
You can come pick them up from the library for free.
Wonderful.
They're right in the atrium.
It was very impressive to hear because you started off with 160 calendars, correct?
Yeah, just right before Christmas.
And you're already down to how many?
Oh, only like less than half. So wow. I think we have around 60 left.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was like, all right, Northfield.
Yeah.
I don't know that I really told that many people about it either. I just kind of put it out. Somewhere and then set them out in the atrium and most of them were gone. So
yeah, and they Natalie I just had to say too, they, because I love the example that she brought in, because the photographs, when she says they're really powerful, mm-hmm. they're not only powerful but their perspective is mm-hmm. just very intriguing, you know, mm-hmm. they're taken from different angles and they have different subject matters in each month, so it's really, really, I don't know if cool is the right word, because obviously this is a hard topic,
right.
but
mm-hmm.
it'll really resonate with you.
Yeah, I would say it's powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful, I think, is the best way to describe it. And, mm-hmm. you know, for anybody who's trying to maybe increase their social awareness more,
right.
I think this is a great way to do it. So, kudos. I get to keep the calendar. I'm very excited.
Go, Ryan.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Speaking of things moving quickly at the library, I'm curious. This is mostly personal now. But you had the book Bridges and Division, or Division and Bridges, or is it Bridge and Division?
Bridge and Division.
Bridge and Division, mm-hmm. about the Northfield Poetry book.
Yeah.
I know at Winter Walk, you were pretty low already then. Do you have any of those left?
Ooh,
or have you gone through all of them?
I should know, but I don't. They might be gone, but I can check when I get back and let you know if this is a personal question. You can report it on the radio for your listeners.
It's also a news question. It's a personal news question from the news department.
Yeah, they were definitely on their way out, so I'll have to check and see how many we have left.
Yeah. Nice.
And of course... all sorts of other events. I'm just looking at the calendar. There's things we didn't even talk about. There's Teen Tuesdays events going on. There's the book clubs you guys have going on.
Teen Tuesday has been lit, if I can just say. That has been so cool. Like, kudos to Kat for putting that together, because the teens have really enjoyed that. Something different every Tuesday.
So just a quick refresher for anybody mm-hmm. out there listening. What do the teens do at Teen Tuesday?
Well, that varies. They might game. They might make crafts. There's a book club and board games. It's kind of a drop in and see. They are scheduled on the calendar.
Okay.
But I think a lot of them kind of just show up.
Sure.
So, and that's Tuesdays at 4:00 through February 25th.
Okay. And did they go from like, is it like 4 to 6, 4 to 7?
Not that long.
No. It's just like, or 4 to 5.
I think it's more like 5 or 5:30.
Five thirty, it says.
Okay, gotcha.
5 or 5:30, which one? I don't know, in front of me.
So it's just a quick kind of drop in, hang out for a bit, do a fun activity.
Come and discuss the book, play some games, make some crafts.
Yeah. And then there's also homework help for all the teenagers out there too. So kids, those are the weekends.
And that's on the weekends. Even folks, if they want to work on their English, adults who want to work on their English can come in. We have a few different opportunities for that too. And then time for plug one last thing.
Absolutely.
You have
I have four more minutes.
Yeah. Okay. You're good.
We have a community sing-in with St. Olaf. This is an academic civic engagement course, Music and Social Justice, which is an experiential course at St. Olaf, exploring the ways music has been used to inspire, support, and amplify movements for social change. So speaking of social justice, so the sing-ins invite members of the community to come together in song, and will feature selections from the Justice Choir songbook and more. This is the power of collective music making, fostering connection, building community, and inspiring action, which, as the library, we love. So they'll spend 45 minutes to an hour singing together at the library, and this is led by students from St. Olaf. So you know, they love to sing. So it should be really good.
Wonderful.
That is Saturday the 18th at 11. So there is something every Saturday this month and many other days.
I think there's something every day,
this month. So there's never a shortage of things to do in Northfield.
Anything else you want to share with us, Natalie?
I think I hit on my
You've done all the major
points.
Yeah. Well, if you're only,
check our calendar if we
don't know,
anything.
100 feet away if we ever
join
need
us for coffee this morning, about coffee and conversation every first Friday.
I do have on a personal note, because I've been asked, we've been discussing this since it is the new year, and I don't know if you're a resolutions person or not, or even just something you want to work on, anything that you're looking forward to improving or enhancing in 2025.
Personally or the library?
You know, why don't we do one of each? If you have that, or either one.
I think, I don't really do resolutions. This part of my ongoing resolution is to be easier on myself.
Okay.
Resolutions feel like it sort of puts, but as far as the institution, we always have goals.
Sure, of course.
Right now we're still working on this kind of vision plan for the library's grounds, and that's really more about how we're able to serve the community throughout the year and all the needs that people have. When we did the surveys last summer, we did a lot of community engagement around this to see what people really wanted and needed from the outside. Like, people don't always think about the outside of the building when you're master planning.
Sure.
But it really does serve a really important purpose. It kind of functions like a park or an office for a lot of people, right? Mm-hmm. We've done work out there. Over 50% of the survey respondents wanted space to work. Mm. And then that was really important. And that's one of the uses that I see people going to the outside of the library for. But when we lost the trees on the patio, kind of cut down on the shade, and I think it negatively impacted people's ability to do that. So right now we're working on ways that we can really support the kind of expanded remote workforce that we have.
Okay.
That we've seen since the onset of the pandemic, right? Sure. That's really increased. More people are accessing remote schooling. They might be interviewing virtually for jobs or doing telehealth appointments.
Okay.
So all of these factors kind of change how we actually think about allocating space in and outside of the library.
So that's
the goal right now, is how are we going to really support and accommodate the 21st century workforce.
I love it. Yeah. Great thing to look forward to for 2025 at the library.
You'll hear more.
All right. Wonderful. Love it. Well, yeah, keep us updated. Thanks for your time today, Natalie.